Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Travel between the stars can be long and tedious. To pass the time, Tumask and Bosch Trebia delve into Levo 3's memories to see the first time he and young Bosch met. In a prison on an Imperial stronghold world, a notorious rebel leader crosses paths with a young Force-sensitive boy and his boon companion. Little do either know that their chance encounter will set in motion events that will change the face of the galaxy. Meanwhile, outside the prison, rebel freedom fighters and partisans, including a beat-up old security droid and a reluctant pilot for hire, work to rescue their leader from captivity.
Now we cut you inside the sewer, where Adrias, Rhys, and Levo are moving through.
Now Troopersy. I mean, I knew this would be gross, but this is grosser than I imagined.
Just digested jello. Everywhere.
just gray gruel jello.
Oh yeah, there's like gruel and slime you're stepping in.
The ground is like shaking a little bit as we walk. It's still gelatinous. Oh, digested.
Imagine after a while of this grossness, we find a ladder leading up.
Yeah. You three come to a ladder and you see a little bit of a light coming down.
I think this is it. Anyone going to go first or me?
I'll run up there.
All right.
So Rhys goes up the ladder and tries to push open the manhole.
Cool. It's one of those doors that, like, you see in Empire in Roll 1 where they're sort of, like, wave-shaped and they all, like, interlock. So when they open up, they all, like, pull open.
Hmm.
So that hatch opens up like that, like...
Okay.
I'm going to flip a dark side point. There's a stormtrooper standing right above that.
Okay, so Rhys, like, opens up... the hatch sees the stormtrooper. Does the stormtrooper see Rhys?
Yeah, the stormtrooper looks back, looks down, and says, huh?
And, Rhys goes for the pull down.
Yeah!
Cool, make a brawl check.
Great.
Difficulty 2? 2 purple.
Yeah!
Oh, success!
Oh, yeah.
Success.
So Rhys grabs him by the leg and pulls him down, and we hear like a brief G and Santee scream. Which I have just inserted.
Thank you so much.
Yep. And he falls down, splats against the ground right at Adrias and Levo's feet.
Just fire my blaster. Can't have anyone run around making noise about us.
He looks up just for a second to see your blaster in his face and blam.
Wordlessly.
Execution style. Heartless.
Gotta get this done. Yeah, I'm a droid. No heart.
So we cut to a shot of the open hole from above, and Rhys, I'm assuming, climbs out, followed by Adrias and Levo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you are in an old stone building. Now this is like, imagine almost like a castle. There are some tapestries, maybe. You could see there might have been an old rug, but that's been removed.
Is that the room we're coming up into?
Yep, this room you're coming up into, and it's
it's
a hallway.
It was a bathroom.
Yep. No.
Yeah. We caught the guy peeing and then we pulled
him. You want to flip a light side point?
I'm going to flip a light side point to be in the bathroom.
Yeah? You going to?
No.
I said, no, I'm not going to.
Oh, not going to. I thought you said I'm going to.
What benefit does being in the bathroom get other than my own personal enjoyment?
Right.
So you three are in this hallway. How do you navigate? How do you find yourself towards where Saw Gerrera is?
Well, I feel like from Fulcrum, we got, like, some sort of map or directions.
Right? Yeah, did you?
We already flipped a point.
For the sewer system. There to be a sewer system.
We got entrance. Access code, interplanetary access codes. Like,
that was another light side point.
Each one is an obstacle. Each light side point.
He's also flipped a bunch.
Get you through an obstacle.
All right, fine.
Totally you guys are so precious with your light side points.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if we got the sewer system, where are we going? We would have gotten intel to where we need to go.
So
it's not like we come up above the sewer. It's like, ooh.
So that light side point gave you a map, is what you're saying?
Sure, or... yes.
Cool. Yeah, a map to, like, at least where solitary confinement is, maybe, like...
Do you know Saw would be in solitary confinement?
Or not. I mean, no, we don't.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, I guess just a map of the facility and, like...
Or you could, there's probably a high security wing.
Definitely marked with, like, security checkpoints.
Okay. So, yeah, you have the map, then. It would allow you to sneak through this facility. Make a group stealth check. It's going to be fairly hard because it's well-patrolled, but because you do have the map, you're going to get a blue dice. So it's a group stealth check. Difficulty is going to be 4.
Well,
whoever would like to actually physically roll it.
So you have the highest agility, also.
Sucks that you guys don't go on a good
day. Do you have yellow for stealth?
I have 1, so that's what this has.
Oh, perfect.
So it's this.
You're off.
So many.
I wish you could. It should all be able.
Oh, it's looking good.
A lot of successes.
A lot of threats and a lot of successes.
So do you have a pitch for what the threats will be?
So right now we have, what, 4 threats and 3 successes, it looks like, right?
Yep.
So so we succeeded in being stealthy.
Yep. So, yeah, we get a couple shots of you three moving through the building, like sneaking up these old stairs. You know, we see, like, an Imperial patrol walking down the hallway. And all of a sudden, a door opens behind them, and you guys sneak out behind them and go zigzag into another room.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So what do you have?
Well, I thought intermix, because we don't know that the Inquisitor is coming, but because he is, the guardsmen stepped up, and there are death troopers walking around here and there.
Well, death troopers are only really used for weapons projects.
Or just, like, heavier guards.
Gotcha. Like, so, yeah, they have riot gear and all that.
Right. Like, yeah, like the stun batons and stuff like that. Like...
Yeah,
they've increased security even just for appearances. Okay. The Inquisitor's coming. They want everything tight.
I was going to say, since there's a lot of threats, maybe because we've been tramping around in the sewers, like we leave like a little trail. So we're able to sneak past the guards, but then there's like this filth.
Boots and one thing of dried footprints.
Digested jello is trailing you guys.
Yeah. So there's
Did someone spill something in the cafeteria? There was a food fight earlier.
There's a smell like everywhere. I love it.
So you three make it then. We have actually those two stormtroopers are like, yeah, you smell that? Have that scene actually happen. But you three make it towards solitary after like worming your way through the structure. Take it away. Actually, we have a shot of the prison itself, or the solitary. Is Bosch, Barca, either of them doing anything, or are they just sort of sitting there?
Yeah, Bosch has, I guess, finally gotten to the point where this is the longest he's ever gone in his life without a shower.
Okay.
And it's really starting to mess with him. So he's like imagining that he's showering in a corner of the room, but obviously there is.
So he's just standing
there. Standing there kind of absentmindedly scrubbing.
I like how both Bosch and Barca are sort of neat freaks.
Yeah.
Arcanian high society.
Yeah.
You gotta be clean, you gotta be well dressed, well coiffed.
Mm-hmm. Barca's breaking down. He is crying. Like, this dude is pretty much on that slab of bed because everything else around him is filth.
Nope.
And he's kind of in the fetal position at this point. Just like...
I have a pitch. Is Bosch singing?
I'm singing and thinking about
that. Oh, yeah,
actually.
Definitely. But like...
singing with tears?
But Bosch isn't crying at this point.
Barca's crying while Bosch is singing.
But yeah, Bosch has long since tuned out the tears for his own his own sanity, whatever is left of it.
So we cut from those two to the three of you walking up. How do you react to all of a sudden you hear singing and sobbing at the same time?
I already don't like this place. I didn't like it already. I don't like it more. It's creepy.
It's a weird mixed vibe.
Yes.
It's a weird vibe.
This could be the perfect place for
Saw. Just check these cells.
So you look into the cells, you check the first one, you see a shot of like the cameras looking in over top of Barca just huddled, crying. Then you get a shot of Bosch just like showering. It's like, ooh. And then you get a shot of Saw Gerrera standing there, and he's looking up at you, and he's like, took you long enough. Wait, Levo?
Yeah, it's me.
Reese is there with you?
Yep.
When? Tal and Erdan?
They're taking care of a bomb.
You came to rescue me?
Yes.
What about the others?
They're kind of dead.
The Empire will pay. Quick, open up the cell.
Sure.
Try and open up the cell now.
Cool. You don't have the security code, nope. So how are you going to try to do that?
I have a plasma tool.
Are you going to start cutting?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I bought that thing. I'm going to use it.
Cost me a lightsaber.
So you slowly cut it open, and it eventually the door falls down. And we watch as like it almost hits Saw Gerrera, and he just takes like a step back. Just like casually, and then he walks on out, strolling. Good to see you both. And he puts a hand on Reese's shoulder and a hand on Levo's shoulder. And he turns to Adriest. And who are you?
Adriest.
What's your part in all of this?
Your boys hired me.
Probably. You a fan of the Empire?
I'm a fan of whoever pays me, and they paid me very handsomely, so my services are secured for the time being. That's all you need to know.
Good enough for me. Reese, I need you to open these other two cells.
What?
What?
These two boys. They're coming with us.
Boss, I don't know about this.
It's
hard enough getting
me.
In here.
This boy's important.
Important.
Open the door.
All right.
And so as you slowly go to cut, we do a star wipe to, another Lambda shuttle slowly, menacingly coming in. That we have like the Imperial theme with like a slight twist to it as a Lambda shuttle lands on the
That's
other
who
pad.
I think it is. Is it a yep. little more orchestral?
Yeah, a little more orchestral. the landing ramp lowers and Commandant Kern walks forward, and down walks the Imperial Inquisitor.
Yes, sir, thank you for coming. I think this boy will be of great interest to you.
As I understand it. He is.
Certainly.
Take me to him right now.
Very well. Follow me, sir.
Very well. He starts walking with purpose towards, like, into the facility. We cut back to the doors on the prison cells both opening, being cut open, and now, or the second one being cut open, and Barca's walking out to, actually, Barca was taken out second. So Barca's standing there, and this time Bosch walks out. Bosch and Levo see each other for the first time. Is there like any sort of cinematic flourish?
Bosch just looks at Levo and goes, hey, you don't have any conditioner, do you?
No.
Alright.
Alright, let's get out of here!
That's the first exchange.
That's exactly. So we cut back to Mosk.
Oh yeah, you
this one? This one? This... Oh, the voice is off.
You've been doing a different one the whole time. Sorry.
Huh?
You've been doing different ones.
I know. So do we cut back yet?
Yeah, we cut back to like the telling of the story.
This one sees the meeting. Conditioner? That's what you ask?
I was delusional. I hadn't eaten or showered in days.
Yeah, I was told he smelled pretty bad.
Uneventful!
Oh, I'm sorry you're disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry you're disappointed with our prison.
This one was hoping for more climatic Let this one dive deeper.
Do you want to like roleplay it out? How you would have done it?
Yes.
So you're gonna
Bosch would have exited the cell.
Yeah, go ahead. You be me and I'll be Levo.
Who am I gonna be?
Saw, you be Saw.
Alright, sure. Nah, I can't do it. His voice is weird.
This one's abs are ripped. Do you have an exit for this one?
No, I feel like this was my story. We're getting a bit away from it. You got your plugs in my hand. Very invasive.
Tumas presses a button, and like Levo shuts back down, and we get back to the vision.
Yep. He cuts down, so it's a wipe from top to bottom, like eyelids closing, and then but as it closes, we get a shot of like almost Doctor Who-esque, everyone running down a hallway,
yeah,
like, towards the camera.
And the scene comes in focus as they do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to flip a dark side point. As they come running, they stop short. Saw Gerrera holds up his hand. Wait a minute! And then when you look down the hallway, where is the dirty trail is, where they're supposed to go, a bunch of stormtroopers are walking down, led by Commandant Kern and the Imperial Inquisitor, not walking towards you guys, but walking perpendicular, heading towards seemingly solitary confinement.
So they didn't see us.
They haven't seen you yet. They're walking towards, like, the junction you're at. So do you guys quickly duck and hide?
All right. I'll start pulling people back, so we'll get back around the corner.
Cool. You're going to make a stealth check?
Yeah. So with Saul Guerrero's stealth, is it really good?
He's going to provide you 3 green for the agility, we'll say.
Five.
Yeah. 3 is not the same as 5. My brain didn't work there for a second. And it's going to be difficulty with the Inquisitor. It's going to be red and 2 purple. Actually, no, he has adversary 3, so.
Yeah.
Or we'll say 2, because I don't have enough red dice.
Okay.
So, and who has the highest stealth skill? It's going to be Adrius. That, if you would like to roll.
How do you say your name? Adrius?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Bingo.
Success. Yeah! A success and 2 advantages.
Nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, do you guys have an idea for the advantages?
I would say that they see the trail. And then they think they're onto something, and it just leads them around away from
us. Or even they're distracted because the Inquisitor makes a comment about the gross trail, and Kern's trying to explain it away.
So they walk past. What is this? This place is disgusting.
You're absolutely right.
Do you think this is up to Imperial standards?
No, I don't know where this came from. I will have our cleaning staff thoroughly punished.
This reflects poorly on you, Kern.
I'm sorry, sir.
The Empire represents order, and you have a disorderly prison. I think I might talk to Lord Vader about this.
don't need Inquisitor, please.
So, the Inquisitor just sort of toying with him because he's an asshole.
And I think Kern worships the ground the Inquisitor walks on, like, hard.
So, like, they're having that exchange and the stormtroopers are watching it.
I love that. I want Barca to hear this.
Yeah.
And kind of get a little appreciation for the Inquisitor.
We have a shot. He likes cleanliness.
We have a shot of Barca maybe like nodding his head.
Yeah, like the Inquisitor is somebody I can get behind. Like these standards are subpar. I agree.
Driven by protocol and...
Yeah.
I mean, not to put this too much in the podcast, but like the first episode, the way you treated Barca at the end, I was like... Like, mixing with this makes so much cool sense.
Yeah!
Where he was just like, I feel like he would keep him as a pet to torment and then change.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
To, like, hurt Flash more.
Yeah. Oh, he would.
And, like, this definitely feels like that moment where he broke in the cell is, like, where he starts to break as a person even more. Like, yeah.
Oh, man, we're gonna have to...
Really cool.
Like, he's breaking, and then he hears, like somebody agree with him, like, in power.
This is gonna turn into, like, a Harry Potter thing where, like, the book is called Harry Potter, but Neville's the hero.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we have a quick shot, then, of, like, from down the hallway, them, like, having this discussion. Most of their backs are to the camera, and we see Saw, like, poke his head out, and he runs really quickly, and he waves everyone to follow.
Yeah, and then we go, now that they're gone.
Yeah, everyone hurries after, and you guys make it through the sewers. We get a shot of, you know, just a quick montage of you guys moving through the sewers.
I love that bomb hasn't gone off yet. this whole decor is not needed.
Yep.
Well, listen, we still need to make a getaway.
Very true.
That still has to happen.
So we cut back to Tal and Erdan. So where have you set up the bomb? Where have we set us up the bomb?
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like it.
We've set up the bomb in... Like we found some sort of like abandoned industrial facility or something like that.
Oh, you're not doing it like in the Imperial...
Like, there's a landing pad that takes deliveries.
Yeah, we are a completely Imperial facility.
Well, we want to go to the landing pad.
Let's set up the bomb.
The landing pad. then we're supposed to be delivering things, so it's like, deliver a bomb.
Yeah. Let's... So do you want the bomb to go off there, or do you want to set it off somewhere in the city?
Yeah.
I think we want a distraction away from the landing pad, was my initial thought.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to try and get the bomb, you know, kind of as far away from the ship as we can. Like they keep the two of them, they're walking and they're sort of, you know, avoiding the guard patrols as best they can, and you know, mostly people are staring at Tal's coat.
Erdan's getting real nervous. He's like, why is everyone staring?
Just look, catch. I'm telling you, coats.
Oh my god,
it's because we're aliens, right?
It's definitely because we're aliens. So we bring the bomb I had it.
Is it an industrial facility?
No, I wanted to do something where we kill people, because they're Imperials.
Center barracks?
Yeah, we find like a stormtrooper barracks or something. Or who around the city? There wouldn't be barracks.
I know there would be barracks. I mean, there's
I was gonna say even like a food hall. You want to talk about
we find the kitchen facility where they're making the gray goo.
yes.
And yeah. We sort of like we're walking down the street and Erdan sort of perks his nose up, just like what is that? And Tal goes, ooh, that smells good. And starts following like the smell. Jello.
And Erdan's like, what are you doing? Come on, wait, come on.
No, I've got the perfect place to put this. Oh,
jeez. And Erdan's just, like, looking around, super conspicuous and nervous. So you move to, like, start setting up the bomb in the facility?
We're sort of in the garbage shipping area, you know, of the back of the facility. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you're there, you're setting up the bomb. When you guys had failed that stealth check earlier, you guys are being tailed. And you are being tailed by an Imperial officer and a group of stormtroopers. Since you haven't played another character, would you like to be the Imperial officer?
Sure.
Coming to arrest them? All right. So Erdan's like, all right, so you put this there, you put that button there, and feel free to interrupt. So you put it in there, and like you connect this wire. Come on, Tal, this isn't...
Might I inquire as to what's happening here?
They freeze. They turn around and look, and there's an Imperial officer with four stormtroopers behind her.
Can we just shoot them?
Yeah. So
absolutely, ma'am. Boy, howdy, can we?
They raise their blasters.
And how?
This is like the most upright patrol of the thing.
So let's roll initiative for these fellas. Roll for the officer. Let me see if I have stats for one.
Can we just shoot him?
I love it.
You've gone far enough.
They're aliens. They're not supposed to be here. Can we just shoot them, guys?
Like, I think we're setting the bomb. Right? We can just shoot them. This is fine.
I think we're in a pretty good scenario here. We can definitely shoot them. It's gonna happen, guys. It's gonna be great. This is why you became stormtroopers.
Shooting aliens.
Some people probably did become stormtroopers to do that.
Alright, so you'll be rolling one green and two yellow. We'll say Erdan is rolling two green. So nothing.
Ooh!
Damn!
Oh, man.
Triumph and juice
in the name of the Empire.
And Tal will also say, we'll say three. We'll give him three.
Three green?
Yeah.
Should the stormtroopers roll separately?
Yeah. Roll them as a group.
Tal is good at this point is shooting pistols, and he's very good.
His willpower and intelligence went way down, but his agility went way up.
Oh, boy. Three from the stormtroopers.
One and four advantages.
All right. So I'll let you control the stormtroopers and the officer. Who wants? It's going to be villain, villain, hero, hero.
Wow.
So who wants to go first, officer or the stormtroopers?
Stormtroopers.
They're the lackeys.
Should we set up the scene a little bit with some of these successes? I don't know. Is there anything to?
Yeah.
So
stormtroopers get to describe two, it looks like, two things.
The Imperial officer gets to describe one. And then you had a bunch of advantages. So what would you like to describe?
So the officers and the stormtroopers are standing in the shadow of a massive vat of what I can only imagine is more gray goo.
Okay.
Part of it looks not so structurally sound.
Sure. I think I'll, can I just use the rest of them to say that we've got some decent cover?
Okay. So yeah, you guys
dumpsters
are
and things.
Yeah, there's crates, barrels, dumpsters, crates and barrels.
Every time we say crates and
Lords
barrels,
and tailors.
Lords and tailors.
There's bats. And damn it, that one
No, that one's not going to stick. Cutting that one out. No.
Sorry.
Cutting the chaff.
anything you would like to establish about the environment to give the officer an edge?
Can it be that between where you are now and the crates and barrels and beyond, there's like you know how you have to melt down horses' hooves to make jello?
Oh, yeah.
There's like that situation, like a tunnel of lava where bones are being melted, so you would have to cross like a little bit of a cooking area where the bones are melted down.
So there's like a tunnel of lava, like in the ground
of hot
bones.
Yeah,
it's definitely like a cooking area.
Okay.
You know, so you could probably step over it carefully, but it's impeding your path.
Gotcha. You'll have to jump over it. And I'm imagining there's like conveyor belts lowering like alien horse hooves into the lava.
Oh, God. Oh.
Just dumping them in big buckets. Like,
oh, jeez.
We are going to get letters about this episode. I don't know what part of the episode we're going to get letters.
We've already had dock fighting, a thing where a giant lizard eats smaller things as a fun race for gambling. I don't know. PETA probably not happy with this by now.
I would imagine that, yeah.
And anything the stormtroopers want to establish?
Yeah, I would say that there is a bystander, like an innocent bystander there.
Oh, so there's like factory workers maybe who didn't notice him
sneaking?
Yeah,
like collecting the hooves or something, or like somebody trying.
So gruesome.
That the stormtroopers obviously don't care about, but maybe Erdan and Tal care about. He was just there, like, collecting bones and trying to, like, get scraps. Like, this poor guy.
It's my first day as a bone collector.
And he's, like, in the middle of a firefight.
I thought this was going to be a calm, easy job that I could do when I got tired of working in finance.
Bone collector.
There's one guy who's always like, this is my last day on the job. I'm about to retire. Hope nothing goes wrong. I got 2 more hours till my shift's over.
My wife made me a roast. We're gonna have sex tonight for the first time in 10 years.
It's my birthday.
And I'm gonna see my son's first baseball game.
Woohoo! Cut to stormtroopers ripping their blasters.
Yeah.
To these terrorists with a bomb.
So the stormtrooper goes first and shoots the bone collector.
What? He shoots a random
Too far? That was too far?
I think they would go after the terrorists.
Oh, God.
They
don't know. There's a bunch of people in a dark alley.
They're not in dark alley. They're like in there in the
it's
facility.
Like
yeah, no. We are not competent at this.
Hell yeah.
This was a series of bad decisions. I feel like I'm tired. I feel like I'm half the stormtroopers here, and at least half of them would fire on these two goofballs.
Okay.
Which of the two do you shoot at, Tal or?
I want to go with Erdan.
All right, take the shot.
I feel like Tal should be the last one standing.
Oh no! Okay, take the shot.
What should it be for stormtroopers?
It's going to be, because there's a group of them, it's going to be 3 yellow against 2 purple, because I imagine there's some distance between you, the crates, and the lava tube with bones being poured in.
So triumph and 2 advantages.
Oh geez, so that's a crit. Do I have
they
that
crit on 2? Holy shit.
I mean, with the triumph,
they crit. Yeah, with the triumph.
Let me roll it from here. I normally have a
Hunter's had to die.
It's the bee that they shoot off his other arm. Because I think that's the only thing that can happen.
Yes.
The 2-point trigger. There's only one person with two hands left, and it's Tao. But he has a problem coordinating his motor skills with left and right, so...
I roll an 8, so he takes a shot in, like, the arm, and his arm goes limp. But he's like, he can still use it, but it's like injured.
Okay.
But, yeah, he takes the shot. The Imperial officer goes.
Can I just grab one of you?
Yeah, you could like leap, like charge over the lava and try to grab one of them.
Yeah.
Over the hail of blaster bolts coming from your stormtroopers.
You're
a pretty intense officer.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
But ma'am, you told us to shoot him.
I told you to shoot
him. You didn't shoot him. You shot Rob. I try to put Tal's other tentacle into the lava.
Oh, you're going to try to grab him, like, pull it?
Whoa.
Make a brawl check. That is going to be... Oh, where is
isn't that a contested brawl?
Yeah, so we're going to say... He's, like, we've described him as being a tall guy, so it's going to be 3 purple. And
but his motor skills aren't that great.
Hey, man, what are you about?
That's the bone collector's job.
So it's going to be 3 green for you and 3 purple from the opposed check.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
Oh, nope.
That's a wash.
So Adria starts grappling.
One failure.
Yeah. So Adria, or is that Adria? The Imperial officer was yet to be named. If she survives, we'll find out. She starts grappling with Tal, and Tal's probably like shoving. She's grabbing onto his Leku, which is the name.
She's kind of like slapping out, like, get off my head.
So it's a hero slot. I think Tal should take it.
Yeah. So Tal's gonna make a, I guess, a brawl check to try and throw her back.
Cool. Same thing. 3 green versus 3 purple.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
That is also a failure.
Yeah.
But looks like one advantage. So you could possibly try to give a 1 blue dice to Erdan for his next whatever he does next.
Yeah. Sure, that works.
Okay. So, the two of you are just, like, grappling, going at it, shoving, head, tail being pulled. Yeah, maybe if the Imperial officer has, like, a bun, maybe Tal grabs her bun and tries to pull back.
How do you like it?
You, like, punch my stump at one point. I'm just like, oh, really? Just...
Like, half your face spasms.
And I sing the first few bars. Karma Chameleon.
That's what happens.
What?
When you get hit in the brain. Punch.
Oh, boy. So while that's happening, Erdan desperately grabs for his blaster and pulls it out and tries to take a shot at the stormtroopers. Erdan also takes another black dice because he has, we'll say it's 1 green instead of 1 yellow, because he's missing an arm.
Yep.
And there's 2 purple at this distance. So he sort of, he leans against the wall and he fires a shot at the stormtroopers. The shot goes wide, but there is 1 advantage left. So that advantage, let's see.
Could give me a blue die.
Yeah, he's going to give a blue die to Tal for the next time something happens. Now top of the round, villains go again. Would the officer like to go, or the stormtroopers like to go?
Stormtroopers, I feel like you should be busy.
Okay.
So. You want to roll this then?
Sure.
It's 3 yellow, I think. And...
So, they're gonna take another shot at Erdan.
Okay. 3 yellow, 1 purple.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's 4
of them. Oh, sorry, 2 purple. That's right, you're a little ways away. Forgot I had established that.
Yup.
Wow. Yep, that hits.
The crits.
So it crits on him again.
Yeah, 3 advantages.
God, poor Erdan.
So he's just taking shot
really
after shot.
Yeah.
He's stumbling back. It's the shot directly mimics the shot with Barker from earlier getting hit with food.
The bone collector is just like cringing, like hiding. But just like, what are they doing to him? Kind of a thing.
I like how a bone collector of Borosk is now like a profession. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you know, like, I was a bone collector of Borosk for like a couple years. It's fine.
And it's
good
for
money.
Timid people.
So people are panicking there. They're running.
Save the bones!
Now the officer's turn. The officer gonna keep grappling?
Yeah, I think I'll keep grappling. Same.
Yep, same thing. Three green, three purple. This time it's a success.
Yeah.
One success. So you, I'm assuming you shove Tal to the ground next to the lava and you start shoving his head next to it. So Tal would take 4 damage from that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Starting to like dip the head tail into it. Tal's screaming out in pain.
Ouch.
What Erdan's gonna do, Erdan's going to like see that happening, and he's gonna run and try to tackle the Imperial officer and try to like tackle her into the lava.
Okay.
Is he also like bleeding everywhere?
Yeah, he's bleeding. He's taking shots. Can I get 2 of those purple? And I'm gonna have him, he's gonna use a force point. Upgrade one of them into a yellow. I'm stealing one of your force points.
Nice.
Oh, a force. I thought you meant yeah, like to use the force. I was like, what?
Erdan? So he succeeds. So just to keep things moving along, what's going to happen is Erdan shouts, Tal, the bomb! And he runs and he dives and he, like, we see, like, Tal, like, being shoved into the lava and the officer's pulling him in. And all of a sudden, Erdan runs and tackles her and they both fall into it.
Oh, a loving embrace.
Yeah.
I feel like he should probably throw the other half of the detonator.
No, it's by the bomb.
Oh,
okay. So his last, like, he's running, he's taking a shot, maybe slow motion, and he shouts, Tal, the bomb! And he tackles her to the lava. Both of them start screaming.
And Tal is just yelling, what about the bomb?
Silence, because Erdan's now dead.
No.
Taldan's turn is the last hero slot.
Okay, so Tal he's I guess prone but free of the grapple.
Yep.
Okay, so Tal is going to use.
She's dead.
Yeah.
Goo.
Yeah.
oh no.
So the bone collector's gonna get all your pieces out.
Great Jello Goose people.
Great Jello.
So in this moment, Tal has a moment of clarity, and he all at once he sees, you know, kind of like this sort of stepped back perspective of what's been going on the last few days, how he's been acting, what's happened to him, and just like, and it all just like flashes across his face, and he sees the stormtroopers, and he sees Erdan's smoldering, one-armed, melting body, and the dead officer's skin is like sloughing off to one side into the goo trail, or the lava. Sorry, I get it mixed up. Goo, lava, and.
It's all goo.
And, it's all goo.
Tal just sort of stands up and in like one motion dives for the other bomb trigger.
Yeah.
do I have to roll?
No, don't roll it. You can just say you do it.
And he grabs it, he pulls the other one out of his belt pocket, grins at the stormtroopers.
And just as about before he thumbs down, we cut back to the lava and we have like a Terminator-esque shot of Erdan thumbs up as it goes down.
Before it cuts to that, Tal is smiling. Then it cuts to Erdan's thumb, and then Erdan's thumb is silhouetted by the blast.
Boom. And then we cut to the city streets where Saw, Adriest, Reese, Barca, Bosch, and Levo are moving. And then all of a sudden in the distance we see hear a huge explosion that rocks everything. We see smoke cloud go up. Saw Guerrera looks at everyone like,
That was probably a distraction. We should go.
Let's be quick about it. So we get a quick shot of, like, all the stormtroopers in, like, landing speeders and, like, their equivalent flashing of, lights. Like, helicopters flying out and leaving the facility. Everyone's rushing out in mass to wherever this bombing is. And as they leave, we get a shot of the rest of the party sneaking past them and making it towards the ship. Everyone gets on board. They run up. It seems like everything's fine.
But they don't know that Talon Erden are
they have no idea
coming back.
So everyone runs up Adria's ramp to her ship. Let's get out of here.
Reese like stays, like he puts his arm on like the pole of the ramp kind of a thing, and kind of looks around, kind of waiting for Tal and Erden, kind of like just looking for them.
Like how long does he wait?
He's waiting as long as ADS will let him.
I'll wait till Saw tells to go. Okay. Like, you hired me. I'm not going to leave without your boys till you guys are ready to. Engine is idling.
Okay. So I think there's a shot of like Reese standing at the bottom of the landing ramp, holding on to it, staring off into the distance where we see smoke billowing and Imperial ships flying around. Saw Gerrera slowly walks down and he puts a hand on Reese's shoulders. I don't think they're coming back.
What?
He leans over to the other ear. It's time to go!
But what about Tal and Erdan?
We'll honor their sacrifice, as we will the rest who gave their lives.
I snap my fingers and the old disco lights go down on the ship.
Like they go down, like they
turn like they were already on, but they were on.
It's them. Like her ooh, version yeah. of half mast.
Yeah.
Moonlighting.
Yeah. He like Saw puts an arm around Reese's shoulder and helps him up into the ship. Adriest, I think it's time we left.
If you say so.
So you run to the cockpit, I'm assuming?
Oh yes.
Yeah. You run to the cockpit.
Run to the cockpit.
Yeah. Levo, I'm assuming, follows to the co-pilot seat.
I was going to say, this may be a good time for Saul to give him his new directive.
Gotcha. We get a shot of Adrias, like, flipping on all the lights and everything, flicking everything to going, the landing ramp going up. Saw walks with Reese, a hand over her shoulders, Reese's shoulder. Says, Reese, I have a job for you while we leave. I want you to reprogram Levo.
What?
Have him protect this one here. And gestures to Barca. He gestures to Bosch.
Can Levo hear that?
Yep.
What?
This boy's important. He's gonna need someone to protect him. First things first, when we get back to base, I want you to make sure Levo is going to be guarding him for the time being.
Great. Hired gun, now I'm a babysitter.
Hey. I'm not a baby. I just have a baby face.
Eat your food.
Yum.
I assume Levo storms off to the cockpit. Your ship's ready to go. Levo plops down next to you.
Reese hits like the mini bar. Like he's upset that we lost some people. He wasn't crazy about Tal or Erdan, to be honest. They were definitely limited in their abilities, but either way,
they were comrades.
They were comrades.
Well, yeah, and before I lost like part of my brain and Erdan lost his arm, we were
great.
Quite capable.
Great, you're really good at what you did.
I mean, we were like the B-minus team, and then we became the C team.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. It was like we started,
we went down. We were great to begin like with.
C+ to C.
C plus to C feels even more appropriate.
Yeah, so Reese has a drink, and then he starts going over, there's like a manual. Maybe for Levo or something like that. Or like a protocol.
Yeah, you probably have a Levo unit, like, diagram. Like
So, like, he grabs himself a nice drink of that
Krillian Ale?
Krillian Ale. And he starts looking over the manual.
All right. So we cut to the cockpit. I'm assuming you're taking the ship off?
Yeah, we're taking off. Mm-hmm. Can we take off unmolested?
Yeah, unmolested. Yeah.
We do we do a quick cut back to like the, you know, the bombing scene.
Yeah,
you can cut this out if you want to, but because it's not funny at all. But
like the, I don't know, it's off to a good start.
The crime scene investigators are like, you know, kind of going over the scene, and the you know, paramedics or whatever. And
the crime scene investigators.
The and Erdemantel's bodies have been like, you know, laid out. What's sort of left of them, and they're doing the thing where they, you know, like pull the sheet over the body, and you get this just this one shot of the two of them. They're both smiling.
Oh.
Aww.
We get that shot, and I'm gonna spoil it a little bit because the crime scene investigators are going over, and we see the
that's fine.
The Inquisitor walking, and we see Kern beside him with the stormtroopers, and Kern, I'm assuming, looks horrified and like tail between
like,
his legs.
He's like angry slash scared.
They've managed to get away from you.
Yes, they have, sir, but not for long. We'll find them. And bring them back.
No. You clean up this mess. I'll find the boy myself.
As you wish, Inquisitor.
And he looks over. The Inquisitor just imposingly looks over the scene. And he's underlit by the lava, just like red.
I'll find the boy.
And we cut to... Yeah. We cut to Adrius plotting in the ship, the coordinates for hyperspace. And the ship takes off. And it cuts back. The blue of hyperspace cuts back to now Levo's eyes as the story finishes.
Well, there you go.
This one didn't discover much.
Yeah. No, you didn't. I mean, you know, we remember that.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I learned a bunch.
Yeah. It was a learning experience, for sure. Well, I'm glad you get your showers now.
God, me too. Still wish I could remember the name of that stupid show.
And end of episode. Yeah,
that's a good one. All right. Find one.
Oh. That was a good nap. Wait, I missed story time? Really? Ah. Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes, and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at rolleonepodcast@gmail.com. Adrius Bingo is played by Carolyn Cox. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tomask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who cannot be found. I just really wanted to make that joke. All right, I'm going to go back. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzilicious. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team, Candy Ass, at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you. I hope Bosch gets out of the shower soon. I have to pee.